Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Riot on the Runway. I'm Jason Horton, and this is Ghost Town.
February 22, 2009, Tyra Banks, the host and executive producer of America's Next Top Model, the reality competition show for aspiring models, made an announcement. After 12 cycles, Banks said, cycle 13 would be different. Instead of the requisite model heights, usually around 5'7", 5'8", 5'9", and 6 feet, this season would only feature models 5'7" and shorter. The casting call would be in March, and Banks said she hoped to see anyone interested at the event in Manhattan. Though the show was wildly popular at the time, nobody would be prepared for what happened at the audition. Complete chaos, comprised of angry, violent models, bomb threats, NYPD, and more. Today on Ghost Town, the America's Next Top Model riots. The day of the casting call, a crowd gathered quickly of aspiring contestants, spending hours waiting for their chance to be seen. According to the New York Daily News, the event was, quote, unorganized and messy with barely any security. With an unclear agenda, line protocol, or anyone taking real leadership over the event itself, thousands of women waited outside. One woman even passed out before any chaos had even occurred. After 10 hours of waiting, an overheated car triggered the crowd, which was at this point over 5,000 exhausted, angry women. Alarmed by the car, somebody screamed, "There's a bomb," and people started to run. According to Gabrielle of Scranton, Pennsylvania, quote, "We all fell on top of each other. People were squished against the wall screaming, 'I can't breathe, I can't breathe.' It was crazy," Anina of Hackensack, New Jersey stated. "People were pushing. I had to keep thinking, 'Don't fall, don't fall,' because there were a lot of stilettos." According to reports, NYPD were almost immediately called to the scene, trying to pull the women out of the more dangerous parts of the fray. However, when a cop threatened to shoot people with his gun, it only caused more panic and mayhem. Quote, "Girls were threatening to slash each other's faces. People were very upset and very emotional," said Cynthia of Bloomfield, New Jersey. Said Jennifer of Kensington, New York, quote, "The girls were running like it was 9/11, part two." On that wild quote, let's take a break. Several hours into the America's Next Top Model audition riot, a fight broke out between two women who had been antagonizing one another the whole day. Just one part of the pandemonium that was ensuing. According to an eventual contestant on that cycle, named Ashley Howard, the riot at the New York auditions was, quote, "very scary." The 22-year-old continued to admit, "I'd already been on my feet for 12 hours straight when it broke out, and it was so random and unexpected. Everybody was saying different things about what was going on, a bomb in a car, a gun, so everyone around me was freaking out and hyperventilating." Howard added, quote, "I'm usually a very calm person, so I was standing there calming other girls down, but it was still scary. It sucked even more because I didn't get seen. I didn't even get through the door." At the end of the day, six women were injured and three people were arrested. 40-year-old Clem Clemens, 20-year-old Vanessa Quinones, and 24-year-old Michael Edwards. The three were charged with inciting a riot for yelling fire and everybody run. After the riot, Bankable Productions, Tyra Banks' company, closed auditions, leaving many heartbroken. Quote, "I'm 5'3". There's no way I can make it into a modeling agency. They would turn me away at the door. We had an opportunity and it was taken away from us," said Kiara of Levittown, New York. After the alarming violent incident, America's Next Top Model executive producers Tyra Banks and Ken Mock made a statement. Quote, "We are concerned by the events that occurred Saturday afternoon in the vicinity of the New York City casting call for the next cycle of America's Next Top Model. At this time, we still don't know all the details of what happened or what triggered the incident. We appreciate the efforts of the NYPD and will assist them in any way possible in this matter. The America's Next Top Model edition was rescheduled to April 2009, casting 15 contestants from both the rescheduled audition and from producer scouts. It actually became one of the fan favorite seasons, with memorable contestants, intriguing shooting locales, and lots of drama that, of course, didn't involve any more rioting. All in all, America's Next Top Model continued to thrive and ran for a total of 24 seasons from 2003 to 2018, with the final cycle airing on VH1 in 2018. Years later, of course, the show faced backlash for having problematic messaging about race, sexual orientation, transphobia, bullying, and body image. But as former contestant Kim Stoles would later point out, Tyra's goal with ANTM was to be subversive. She tackled topics like race, inequality, sexuality, and gender on the show in ways that a lot of reality television and the fashion industry weren't doing at the time. But as much as Tyra championed disruption, there were also elements of exploitation, with the Cycle 13 riots being just one bizarre facet of a very complicated show existing within an even more complicated cultural moment.
Holidays bring feasting, fluffy dinner rolls, tasty stuffing, and your family's French toast bakes. With Hero Bread, indulge in your holiday favorites. Made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, bagels, croissants, buttermilk biscuits, and more. And don't forget their Hero Hawaiian rolls. With 4 grams of protein and 0 grams net carbs. Hero Bread has you covered with 0 to 5 grams net carb and higher fiber options, so your holidays stay delicious and balanced. Like their 3 grams net carb pan of chocolate. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains up to 17 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.